Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is track two of the Saturn and Scorpio audio. As I thought of a few more things to share, one was I wanted to bring in the elements. Saturn is the element of Earth. It has to do with structure and form, and that is the most profound expression of Earth. And then if you go back to the element meditation, you can get a sense, a stronger sense about what the Earth element is about. But if you even just tune into your body, Earth has to do with the bones, the structure, the form, the skin, the ligaments, the muscles, the tissues, everything that creates the form in our body. And that's the Earth element. And then Scorpio, it connects to the water element. And, we can think of water in all the ways that water expresses on our planet. The planet is 75% water. Our bodies are, mostly water. We have blood. We have lymph. We have saliva. We have, the fluids, the everything that's moving through our body. And so the earth and water together are the elements that we associate with the feminine principle, that is the yin principle, or the aspect of the feminine that really is what creates our ability to have the experience that, here and this in this reality, in this dimension. And then fire and air are masculine qualities. They're connected to spirit. They're less tangible. They are, air you can't even really capture, but we have to breathe it in order to be alive. And fire can't even exist without air, as described in the element meditation. So the, and then if you think about those elements within your body, of course, air we breathe, but it connects ideas and thoughts and creative processes and smells and what we hear, because the sound is carried on the air. And fire has to do with our digestive fire, the temperature, the fire in our body, the temperature that keeps us alive. We need to be at 98.6 to be healthy. That has to do with the heat, the fire of our body. So when we look at Saturn in Scorpio, we're looking at earth and water. And the water realm has most to do with the feelings. The earth realm has most to do with the sensations, what we experience kinesthetically through feeling, through touch, through that kind of feeling. It's not emotional feeling. Water is much more connected to the aspect of emotional feelings. And in Scorpio, it has to do with the experience of the will that expresses as feelings. And I think I already, definitely made that very clear in the last audio. And spirit, which is more, we could think of will as the emotional, watery realm, the feeling realm, spirit as fire, air, more of a less tangible essence, but it's there. And when will and spirit come together, when they actually can partner within our body, within our form, then we can find balance. And that often, the balance comes through the connection to the heart and the heartbeat and, what the heart feels. When our will and spirit are at odds with each other, that's when illness happens. That's when we get out of balance, and so on. So again, the honoring of the feeling realm is so, so important. It's in a sense, we could say Scorpio is about learning how to master the underworld dimension. And it's about feeling and then being able to focus those feelings. And Saturn really helps Scorpio to focus the energy, to have a form to focus that energy towards self-renewal and towards regeneration and towards creating a transformative sort of alchemy within our physiology, but also within the earth, the actual earth, not just the earth element. So it is through the incorporation of the underworld dimension, through, that experience of being willing to face our fears, whatever shadow parts we have, anything that we've repressed or denied, that allows us then to move to a place where we can experience more of that ecstatic life force energy. And it becomes then a healthy integration, a healthy experience of will and desire. And as I mentioned in the last audio, desire is the engine of creation. Desire in and of itself is not good or bad. It's just a necessary part of creation. And I also did talk a little bit about the aspect of being the edge walker. And part of the journey to greater wholeness and to be able to balance the will and desire, to be able to focus that and to really feel that energy for that process of self-renewal is being able to express and release the emotional things that have been stuck in our physical body, in the earth or in the earth form, Saturn being that expression. So it's as if Saturn in Scorpio becomes this tremendous catalyst, Scorpio being the catalytic energy to help move the things that have been sort of anchored or stuck or become rigid in the form, whether that's the form of our own personal body or the earth herself. So the opportunity too then is to realize that when we're able to bring our will in alignment with divine will, to have expressed all the things that have been repressed and denied, get the will and spirit kind of in a greater partnership, then we have the opportunity to really enjoy life to its fullest, to have the most ecstatic orgasmic experience of it. So it's not just about releasing the feelings. I mean, that's a big, big piece of it. And the body does need to express its feelings, particularly about habit patterns that we might have. So if you have ways of being, maybe, you don't take very good care of yourself, you don't exercise regularly or have a healthy lifestyle, then, we may have feelings about that, those habits. And if habits are repressing or suppressing the communication that we have between the feelings and the body, then the habit is really overriding what it is we truly want and what we're wanting to create, then those habits are not working for us, but they're actually working against us. And so we're thinking about habitual responses, just those aspects of feelings that are being denied and using habits to deny them. So there's lots of ways we can do this. And one of my favorite ways to talk about is how people are doing addicted. And, so that they constantly are driving themselves by doing something and not ever giving themselves time to really feel what they feel. So listening to the Chiron audios, listening to the Doing Addiction audios can be really helpful as well. And in this particular process. And the other thing to know is that that it is the habits that we have that will tend to control what we do or how we move our body, the not being, fluid in our movement. So if even just practicing moving in ways that you don't normally move, getting on some happy music, dancing, moving your body, even if you're not feeling angry, hurt, whatever, and you need to express that way, maybe one of the ways to get into the deeper feelings is to create a sense of movement. Dancing, getting involved in a dance class could be really, really helpful. Things that repress your feelings, and there's so many different ways that we can do that through alcohol, drugs, sugar, caffeine, any extremes. So even using sex or using workaholic activities or extreme sports or things like that, that if they are done in a way that is to avoid what we feel, then those are things that are actually harmful to us, that are keeping us from having that more empowered connection to our spirit, to our essence, to that sort of conscious equal partnership between will and desire and spirit. It's not the substances themselves, just to be clear about that. It's not these substances that are the problem. It's how they're being used. And if they're a habit or a way of disconnecting and not, going into the feeling realm, then those things become harmful and actually hold us back and hurt us. So, the other thing to know is that by creating movement, then the habits that are harmful, that really don't help us or support us, will start to naturally drop away because the reasons that we're doing them are being released. You know, it's that mastery of the underworld dimension, that mastery of the realm of feeling. And so there's so many benefits to doing this. And then it doesn't mean that you have to be disciplined and you have to, force yourself to do something. It'll just be natural because there's no longer the reasons for continuing the habits if they weren't being, if they're habits that aren't healthy for you. So, habits, patterns, need to actually be accepted and understood and not condemned and disciplined away. And this is something that is talked about in Right Use of Will. If you are condemning yourself, trying to discipline yourself out of them, but you haven't dealt with the feelings and the repressed emotions that are actually driving those habits, then it's ultimately going to backlash on you. And that's why sometimes people have quit smoking for many years, but they never dealt with the reasons that they, the repressed feelings or what they were using the cigarettes for, and then wind up taking it back up again. Or that's just one example of how that can happen. So this also, we could bring in another habit to look at, and that is the habit of looking outside ourselves for answers. So when you begin this process of working with emotional release and incorporating the underworld dimension of the places that have been repressed and denied for the purpose of becoming more empowered and to be at, to no longer be at the effect of what you fear, but to actually be embracing it, integrating it, and incorporating it so that you're not at the effect of it. Then the experiences of ecstatic life force become more easily accessed. And you don't really need to look outside yourself for answers. You'll know that you can. You're no longer denying things within yourself. It's easier to look inside, and you don't have to go by someone else's idea of what's best for you. You'll know. You'll know that for yourself. So basically, it's about freeing the will, your own personal will, so that it can do what it's meant to do. A great little affirmation that I have used is, at a point in my life when I was letting go of all the different things that I had, was affirming and creating intentions around and so on about who I was and what I was doing. And finally, I just said, I'm releasing it all so that I can experience what's mine to experience. I can express what's mine to express. I can live what's mine to live. And I being open to that. And I truly feel that when I am in that space and when I'm really able to do that, and, everyone will go through times where they can do that more easily than others. And, then they maybe need to do some more release work to get back to that place. But when able to do that, great magic happens. It's just incredible. So it's really freeing up your personal will, freeing up those feelings so that you can do what is yours to do. You can, that you can be in an absolute right action or, in alignment with yourself, with the, with the divine, your divine design, and fulfilling what your divine purpose is. So this is the opportunity then to, first from the place of acceptance, of everything, of where you are exactly in this moment, and then beginning to allow those feelings to move and to get into the place where you, if it's just to put on music and dance, or just sway back and forth. I mean, even just the simple movement of rocking oneself is getting into a place of movement, of starting to move things in your physiology. There's something about rocking. We rock babies, you know. I like to rock myself. I've always liked that since I was a kid. I remember laying in bed at night rocking myself. And sometimes when I'm feeling really challenged, I will rock myself. And, you know, especially if I'm like, oh, I'm feeling so challenged, so whatever, I don't feel like getting up and moving. So just a gentle rocking can be a very significant and helpful thing to do. So the alignment of the spirit, you know, of divine will, of your heart and the universal heart, of your body with all of this, then there will be the ability to select what is right for you in every moment among all the possibilities that you might be experiencing. And it does it through the ability to feel, not the ability to reason through logic. It's not about logical, rational, reasonable things. It's about being able to feel it and know it in the moment through being open to that. And that happens when we are able to release whatever we've repressed and denied in the feeling realm in our body. So I wanted to bring that piece in. And also a little bit more about the edge walking aspect, because part of being willing to experience and feel these feelings and give them movement and expression is really what an edge walker does. The edge walker is somebody who walks between the worlds, walks the edges of the different worlds. And we live in a world of form, but there's also a world that we can't see, the spirit world or the, you know, the unmanifest world that is all around us. There's multi-dimensions around us. And edge walkers have the ability to walk the edges of what has been and what is becoming, and kind of walk in between that place. And I feel like Saturn in Scorpio is part of that as well, part of walking those edges. And as we do our emotional release work, as we let go of anything that's been repressed and denied in the feeling realm, and including the happy, great, wonderful, ecstatic, joyful feelings, and giving them movement, giving them space, giving them an opportunity to be incorporated in a healthy way, so that we're beginning to drop the habits that that have prevented us from being in touch with that part of ourself. You know, the ways that we, whatever we have to do to stay in a place of denial and repression and suppression, those things will start dropping away, and we become more healthy, and we start running life force in a stronger way, and we begin to go through that alchemical process of transformational change, and we mature and grow into who we're truly meant to be, Saturn's process, that process of maturation. So it's kind of like walking the edges of death and rebirth as well. So being willing to die to what no longer serves, and being willing to be born into something that we don't know what it is, might be scary, might not have any sense of how to really truly engage it or what it might be, but just trusting that if we can surrender to that process, it will reveal itself, and we will feel more alive, more excited, more joyous, more intensity, more of what we're truly meant to experience as human and divine beings. We're both. We're both human and divine, and we'll have that experience and more in our physical body. Saturn and Scorpio bringing it into the physical. Just, you know, it needs to start in the feeling realm, being willing to feel it and express it, and then being able to ground and anchor it in form, in the physical form, which is what Saturn's all about. So I hope that helps to clarify a little bit more about how to work with this energy, and to be willing, you know, to maybe even make a commitment to be willing to be an edge walker, and to look at those edges of where you have been and where you're going, and moving beyond the old forms into new forms, and walking the edges of off, you know, walking actually past the edge of what it is that you've been into a new whole dimension that is a new edge for you, into a whole new place for you. And the edge may be simply beginning to give yourself permission to feel what you feel. That is, we could say, the ultimate intention of Saturn in Scorpio, to become masters of life force energy, in taking responsibility for the life force energy that is ours to experience, and to move more into the realms of ecstasy and bliss as a part of our everyday experience, the gift of Saturn in Scorpio.